You're set? Okay. All right, it's 6:02 on Wednesday, December 13th. It's the opening up the regularly scheduled Water Department meeting of the Kootenai Fire District. We have Vic, Mr. Hoppenstead, and Superintendent Chris Wiseman here, and Don Campbell are present. Any public comment? Oh, is anyone recording this meeting? Amy is recording the meeting. Is there any public comment? So first we're going to review the minutes of the workshop from last week. And I did notice there's one mistake that Jen made. And the second paragraph says the meeting would be was called to order at 6 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. So I just corrected that on the sheet. I'm sure that that won't be a problem. So is there any questions on that one? This one right here. It should look like this. It's in the packet.
Mine says, on second. Second.
Yeah. Who has breakfast?
Yeah.
Good to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a motion to accept it as amended, as changed for that date, the time of the meeting?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we accept these minutes from our special meeting on the 15th of November, 2017.
Is there a second?
No, second.
Then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
There you go, Chris. And the regular minute.
Make a motion we accept those minutes as printed for the last
okay.
November.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. So there's our minutes.
Thank you.
Do we have any warrants?
No, but they put in the fiber optic from the old tank site down. They noticed that my water main was only about 6 inches deep. We had a washout down there, and it was only about 6 inches down, so we had them go in there and build it back up and bury everything a little deeper so that we didn't have any freezing issues this year.
Nice. Good catch.
I thank them.
Yeah.
How deep do you bury that, Chris?
All it needs is a good 3-4 feet on there. That water's moving, in that water main so much there that it's not going to really freeze unless it was up top. It's a very slow motion area. But that's always, that's one of them stations is almost always running.
We had a halyard repair?
What?
A halyard repair. On a flagpole, the halyard.
Yeah. We had to have the halyard repair. It actually broke.
Where was the curb stop replacement? It was right on Main Street, wasn't it?
Which one?
We had many?
Yeah, we had five or six done last month.
I saw them working on Main Street.
Yeah, there was one time they were working on Main Street.
Or was it Putnam Avenue? I kept on passing them by.
They were on Putnam, too.
Yeah.
They were on Nixon. They were on Mariner Circle. These are a few of these that have been holding off. When they turned them on, we noticed, or off, we noticed that they were needed to be done.
Yeah.
Pumped into any of the water lines down Crocker Neck. Are you doing all that work?
Yeah.
Crocker Neck?
No.
Right into Grove Street?
Nothing, no, no.
Good.
What you lose?
Maybe so. I know. Just not here. I know exactly where it is right now.
Right next to your phone?
No, right in the printer. Right where I pushed the button and it came. I ran out of paper. So when I put the paper back in, it brought it up, but I never picked it up off the top of the printer.
Okay.
But I pretty much know. Just don't ask me the dates. But I'll get them if anybody's interested.
Just interested, what's your consumption assessment from state?
We have to pay for every drop of water that we serve, we pump out of the ground. So whatever we report that we pump out, we have to pay to the state $8.50 per thousand gallon, or per certain amount. I think it is 8.5 cents. Whatever we pumped last year, we had to pump from that, the amount of money we had to pay them for, excuse me, yeah, that's 2017. That's based on 16, so we're paying from 2 years ago, I think, or maybe a year and a half, might even have been last year.
The last full year, yeah.
Yeah.
So what, where does, I guess, what does that money pay for? Where does the state use that money for?
We write it up to the state, I can tell you that. Where it goes after that?
There, it's not a dedicated fund. What you're saying, it doesn't.
I will inquire and find out if there's a special, like, you know, like we do with some different funds and everything, if a lot of it goes towards water conservation or anything like that. I can inquire about that, but that's a good question.
Yeah, because it's funny that we would pay the state for our water.
Yes.
All right. Water quality.
All right. We did not have any problems this month with water quality. All bacteria samples came back clean. We did our MBTE yesterday. Excuse me, today. So we'll be having those results hopefully for the next meeting. We have been doing quarterly. We did do yesterday, I don't know if you remember Mrs. Tromba.
Yep.
At all that we've talked about in the past, but we went over on, I believe, Roosevelt. This is the actual area.
The report here, right?
Yeah. She's had some manganese and iron problems at
the
house.
Oh, yeah. That's different.
She just happened to mention that it was getting bad. The guys go over just about every 2 weeks to flush a hydrant slowly in front of her house just to try to keep everything clean over there. I feel bad. She's a wonderful, nice lady. She's not doing well right now, as I think she just told me. I stopped by to talk to her yesterday while we were out doing some sampling, and she seems to have about 2 months left, they think. She's not doing well, cancer bad. And I was just explaining what we were doing out there. We're trying to figure out where it might be coming from, whether it's the pipe, whether it's coming from the pumps, the stations, a different area of town. So we were doing some, so I did put in some iron and manganese samples also that I might be able to give you some results on next month too, just around that area, coming out of hydrants. They might be a little high anyways because they're coming out of hydrants and, you know, they're grab samples basically. They're not just coming out of the well, but it kind of tells you what's in the water main out there a little bit.
How old are those veins?
What's that?
How old are those veins?
One of them we took off of was, I can remember putting it in when Kenny was here, so that was 2005, 2004. But the mains that she has there are probably 40 years old, if not more. One of the places we took is the well field coming out. I think that was done in improvements done back in the late 70s. Before, and then these others are probably before that. We're talking the what we call the presidential neighborhood over there, Eisenhower, Nixon, all that area there. They have a bunch of different stuff in there. Probably 70s, I'd say. And even Katuit Commons, we took one out of just to see if it was coming from that area at all. And that's the same thing. I mean, that might have been improved back in the early 80s, but the development's been there since the early 70s.
So, I mean, obviously she's a nice woman. She's had complaints about her, concerns about it. That concern's never going to go away no matter who's the house.
Correct, correct. So it's just a unique situation because she complains, but you can go to all four of her neighbors and not one of them have a complaint.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what she has that they don't have. And it's not like she's in the bottom of a hill or anything, because the road keeps going down, and maybe the main doesn't keep going down. Maybe the main hit something and they brought it up, it's shallower.
Yeah.
You know, but I've tried running up the road and putting it up to the furthest point of her yard and tapping off of that and coming back. It's just, there's something, I don't know. The only thing I keep thinking in my head is, could it be electrical, you know, something like that, a ground or something that's drawing it into the house, you know, or drawing it out in the water, you know, if the house had a bad ground or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't found any water person that told me, yes, that's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Superintendent's report?
I left my superintendent's report sitting on top of my, I will give you the gist of it. We pumped last year just under 900 million gallons of water in November, and this year just over 700. So there's like a 2.3 million difference less this year. Which it's been average all year. That it, we've seemed to, since we put the new tank up, we seem to be using less water than more water for some reason. And I don't know if it's because of the little tank going up and down and filling everything, and the other tank's not catching up, but or it's just the fact that we've had so much more rain. The weather's been so much different, where we didn't have anything last year. But I know that we have not been pumping the water that we did.
Yes, it's obvious that the water level, the pumpage is quite a bit less than it was last year. And it can be a combination of two things, that last year was an extremely dry and hot year, where there was we had record pumping, high rates, and this year it's very wet and cooler and a lot less.
Yeah.
Just that, I know you're not finished your report, but I did, it was when I went to the Prudential Committee this last week or so and gave my little six-month report, the treasurer was very quick to tell me how much more reduced the water rate, the water income has been this year compared to the year before.
Right, and he was sitting here in the meeting when we said that, I believe Jen was in the meeting where she said that it looked like we're going to be about $100,000 less in revenue.
It's like 119 or something.
Something like that, yeah. So he was here at the meeting. He should know that anyways, but he did send me a little something on it, and just before I had to take a few days off. But needless, I have to go see him about a couple other issues anyways, and I was going to talk to him about everything at the same time.
Okay.
But yeah, they are down. He's looking at monthly statements coming in, but you know, he didn't have all of November when he sent it to me. He thought we were 50% lower than last year, and Maybe they weren't coming in that fast or something, but in the big picture, we're not that far on 50% less. We are less, and it's going to be. You had a record year a couple of years ago, and it's not the norm.
Right. Chris, we'll probably get into this in the water rate survey, but have we looked at this year compared to a three-year average or a five-year average to see, you know, what...
Just from my own experience, it all seems to happen in fives. We'll have, you know, as it goes, we'll have every 5 years a high year for some reason. And I'm not sure why. You kind of look at the ponds if you're a fisherman.
Yeah.
You might notice that, you know, they get low every 5 years. It'll drop way down and all of a sudden they'll be back up. It seems to be the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's just what I've noticed in life, you know, remembering through the years and stuff.
Is there anything else you remember from your report?
Yes. Yes. We had no new services. We did have one replacement service over on Main Street, Kituit, former Commissioner Kylie's house. We had five curb stop repairs done. One on Main Street, two on Mariner Circle, one on Nixon Lane, and one on Putnam Ave. And that's all from houses, basically, that we've turned off and on so many times that they're starting to leak around the curb stuff. They're not holding. They'll, when we go to shut it off to drain the house, it keeps leaking by and everything. So we had to have the guys come in. And we kind of did it so that we could try to get them there and get as many as they could done throughout time. But it seemed to be a wet time, and that's what the big bill there was and everything else. But we did get quite a few of them done, so we're kind of up to date on those. I have three different events going on in January that you should be aware of. Jen will be gone January 3rd through the 13th for her honeymoon.
That's not acceptable.
I know. Well, she will leave a Leger and come back a Nash. So that one thing, just so you guys know, that there is going to be a sexual harassment class at the fire department, and that is going to be on the 3rd at 12:30. Two of the guys, like I said, will be going to it. Two people on vacation, and I got to cover the office. And also on, I believe it's July 23rd. It's either the 21st or the 23rd. If you want to participate, you can come give me a call. A member of the fire department is going to come over and do some CPR training for us to get us certified.
Yeah.
So if you want to participate, just give me a call, and I'll give you the exact date. But it's not till the 20th.
I'm good for 2 more years.
Okay.
Is that going to include the defibrillator and the whole thing?
I'm not positive. I can find out beforehand if it's something.
The American Heart Association CPR is what you do.
It does.
23rd is a Monday. 20th is a Friday.
I don't think it would be a Friday. It was probably a Monday. I'm thinking it's the 23rd, because I think it's the 23rd, that, and the 26th we'll be doing our ERP training there for the guys. There's a whole bunch of training going on in January.
Okay.
Is that January or July?
January.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did I say July?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time away. I'm sorry, it's January.
That might not be a Friday and a Monday.
Wow.
I'm thinking about one.
And listen, I can't even say no, you guys are wrong, because
just
it's on tape.
So the 20th is a Tuesday, and the
21st
is a Friday.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know for sure. If anybody wants, just give me a quick email, and I'll let you know the exact date.
Anything else?
Nope.
Anything going on with the planting out there? Talk to those guys.
I believe the planting has, I think they've done all they're going to do over there right now. I haven't walked out there myself. I know the bigger trees are planted at the end to try to stop anybody from walking in there or anything.
Okay.
About every 15, 20 feet, there's a white pine. There's some very small stuff. I know that some of the walkers that were going around, they were taking pictures of the little saplings and everything else, going, boy, what do they need help putting these in, you know? And they were making a little bit of comments on their own little Facebook page that they have over there. But
yeah, it got pretty messy down there on that second road with all that rain, and I think that's what shut them down.
Yeah, they got shut down for a little while, but I think they've gone in and finished since.
Did they? I haven't been down there since.
I haven't either, to tell you the truth.
How about the site of the old water tower? Do we have plans to hydroseed that or something in the spring?
I haven't planned anything, because I was going to wait till that stuff's out of there, and then I was going to see if I could get a tree spade in there. There's like two or three good size. There's a couple beech trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a white pine there, and maybe a couple of the smaller oaks, and see if I can get somebody to go in there and move them all over.
Mm-hmm.
And try to space them out. It's not going to look perfect in the beginning, but at least they'll establish themselves a lot quicker than the smaller stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll set some saplings, grow up with them.
Okay.
I just hadn't done anything, because I still have plans to try to get a building over there. It's going to take a little while. I'm trying to get the funds together and see where I can take a look. I want to put a building over that tap that's there. Even after doing this, the guys went to take it. One of the guys sunk up to almost his calf in mud over there trying to take the sample, and after he's running it, it didn't drain properly over there or something. So I still have some other work to do over there, getting it done and everything.
How big of a structure are you looking at, Chris?
I don't need a big. Just enough so the guy can get out of the weather to take the sample.
Yeah.
I don't need a door. I don't want to put a door on it because I don't want people to rip the door off. I want it to look like a little school bus stop, basically. You know, there's a little bit of something to the side where the guy can get out of the elements, and it can still have rocks on the bottom over on the side where it can go. Whether I can put a platform there for him to stand on doing it and let it go half and half or something, that'll be fine. Just something small.
Any progress on the shed, this location?
No. Not since the last one I had. Not since
last month when he apologized, said to get right on it, and that didn't mean
anything. He said he hadn't made it down here yet, yeah.
Okay, well, I think it's time to give him a call or something and see what the story is.
Are you in the Christmas spirit right now?
No, well, I've been in the Christmas spirit for a long time, but it just, sometimes if they don't say, you got to do it sometime, they will never do it.
I will
agree
with you. You need to give them a deadline.
J.K. Holman, I think it is. Something like, it's something Holman. J.K.
Any progress on our property line, Chris?
I have three numbers to call. I was trying to, a kid that used to work with us, Jake Brown, work for us.
Yep.
His father was a surveyor.
Okay.
And I got to get through at least three prices, and I was trying to just find out what the company was he worked for, if it was local, where it was, and everything. I have Yankee I'm going to call. There's one in Austinville called Cape Serve. I've never used them, but they're local, so I was thinking about calling them. There's also another one, Witten and somebody out of Seneca.
There's one in Falmouth, BSS, Bunkers. Yeah, I know them.
BSS?
Yeah, I think it's Bunkerston. Yeah.
That might be who he works for, because I think it's somebody in Falmouth he works for.
I can
call as many people as I want, just to see if I can get a price. But I was looking up today, trying to get the exact lot and parcel number, just so if I'm talking to him on the phone, I can talk to all of them at once and say, listen, this is the parcel number, this is the property lines I'm talking about. I need to know point A to point B. The whole back there, the back of that development, I want you to go from Newtown Road to Town of Boswell property over there.
I think Osterville's LaRue, isn't that the guy's name that runs that, or used to run it? I forget his first name. His last name is LaRue.
LaRue?
Yeah. Have people kicked around the duff out there to see if there's some corner markers out anywhere along that?
I believe there are some old ones out there, but I don't want to,
I've tried to find them on using my GPS, but,
they're tough.
Enough.
I remember at one point where our access road that goes in.
Yep.
There used to be some there.
From Mariner Circle.
From Mariner Circle, right. If you go down Anchor Lane and you go straight, there's kind of like a gate right there, a fence.
Yep.
That's our access line into there.
Mm-hmm.
And by rights, we have the right to move that fence and drive in there if we have an emergency and we have to. So he can't stop us. We have a 20-foot easement through there. I told him when I put, I got a legal opinion, and my lawyer said, as long as he understands that that's going to come down if we have to go through there, then it's fine. So I believe he only went halfway across. I don't know. Because the neighbor was the one who was calling me saying, he can't put that up. He can't do this. That's your problem. So I got
the storage is district property.
Right. Well, that's the problem. Yeah, there's a lot
of times. Good thing for us.
I used to ride my motorcycle through there when I was a kid,
Yeah.
But now I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. And his wife's father's father tried to take my head off the rake one time going through that.
So is that it for the report?
Yes.
Okay. Under old business, Mr. Russ Kleeklamp with project updates.
Good evening. Russ Kleeklamp, engineer with GHD. And just a quick update on the projects. We're wrapping most of them up, which is a good thing. With the cell phone tower, there's a meeting. The second meeting at the Cape Cod Commission office is tomorrow, which I'll be attending. Then after that, I expect it to go to the Town of Barnstable site plan review. And then after that, hopefully construction mid to late spring would be best case scenario. So shortly after that, probably in the fall, that area I would expect to be clear where the old tower was, and maybe probably start thinking about some restoration efforts out there at that time. The USDA grant, we got approval to use, there's about $17,900 remaining, and we got approval to use that for purchasing the fiber optic enclosures, which is about $17,800. So that's a real nice end to the project.
Yeah.
There'll be about $70 left after we spend that, and then we'll close that out. So that was a great opportunity that we got. The water tank is nearly done now contractually.
It got inspected Tuesday.
Good.
I think it was. A Monday.
Okay.
Something like that.
Did we get results
back?
Might
have been Friday, but it got inspected last week.
Okay. Have you got the report back from Eric
yet?
Okay.
No, it just got done.
So provided we get the good report, the contractor did get us $10,000 from T-Mobile. So that's done. And then there's $1,005 remaining on that contract, and we'll pay him, and I'll be done. We'll be
right.
done with it. So the fiber optic will go on hold until springtime. We'll get the chemical feed project done and out of the way, and then we'll come in after the fact and do what we need to do. So with that being said, you may not see me for a few months. There's not going to be a lot of heavy lifting. I know it's been a monthly run here for quite some time, and we do, GHD truly appreciates, and I appreciate the work that, that's been, for opportunities that have been given to us. So it's been a good, really good run of several projects, I think successful projects too.
So we are going to need to talk to you about, we're going to need to come up with some numbers to go before the district to get the money to complete the security system.
Sure, and that's when's the district meeting? Is that May? Or
the end of May.
End of May?
Yeah, but we have to have the budget to the Prudential Committee. We should have the stuff, we should have most of the stuff done by the end of March, so we present it for April.
Okay, so let's maybe early March, you know. I mean, obviously we're going to talk before then, but I'll put it on my calendar and make sure that we get those numbers.
Yep.
That's not a problem.
All right. So, is that it?
That's it. Any
Merry
questions?
Christmas to you.
Merry, can we say, is it, are we supposed to say happy holidays, or is it?
No, Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I like
humbug.
It. Okay. So, again, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to all. And
thank you.
You'll be seeing me in March or so. And Chris,
right.
I'm sure I'll talk to you.
How do we leave the fence and the foundation?
That was change ordered out in exchange for the buried propane tank. It was a wash.
Okay.
So right now there's no plan. At least DISCO is not contractually obligated to remove the foundation.
Okay.
I would expect that's under $25,000, so we can get three quotes from local contractors when the time comes. That's probably a $10,000 to $12,000 effort.
Guys, yeah.
Hammer it down
and
remove it. So very good.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is the water rate cost of service study, progress update. So one of the things that came to my attention when I went to the Prudential Committee meeting a week or 10 days ago, I gave a little report on what we've done so far and what our expectations are for the rest of the year. And then I was asked by the chairperson of the Prudential about this, you know, how that is that going on. And what I got from that is that we were expected to put out the RFP for this. Now, I was kind of a little surprised about that. I thought because they requested the money for it, it was going to be their project. And we were going to work with them to make sure that, you know, we had some input in this. So with that in mind, that this has to go out, you have a copy of this, don't you? Did Jen give it to you?
No.
He gave me two copies. I think unless they're somehow different.
Oh, you got two?
Yeah.
Okay, there.
So if you go to the two pages, keep on going. It just starts with the Catoosa Water Department, and it has objectives underneath it.
Yeah.
And
yep.
This is what I was given just before the last meeting. And we talked about it a little bit the last meeting. I read them out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is not what I would consider a final document to put forward as a request for proposal. And since I've never done one before, I didn't know what we need to. How do we get this thing and get it sent out? There should be a cover letter. Should be some basic information in there. What we're looking for, a date that we're requesting to buy, stuff like that.
Is this for an RFP?
This is what it is.
We have our last RFP for the rate study, don't we, from the one that was done, like, 8-10 years ago? I don't know how good that is.
But I really have to investigate that. I have never. The only thing I ever really put out is we put out for the yearly bid package, and I don't know if you've got to quote some laws here. I don't know what you have to do. To tell you the truth here. I wish Russ was still here. I would ask him.
Well, I know that I've added a couple other pieces of paper other than what was given to me, these two top pieces.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Catoosa Fire District Water System Cost of Service Study Bid Request.
Is this one you did, Tom?
Yeah, I did this one.
Yeah.
And I know that when I talked to Jen today, she brought up online an example of a past request proposal, showing like, you know, cover page and a bunch of information that goes with it that is not part of this. And I don't want to, if they're paying someone to put together this information, which is fine, that can be the information they use for what they want to accomplish with this. But we need to have something that's going to go with it so it's actually an official document.
And if I'm speaking out of place, I apologize. But I thought we would have nothing to do with this.
That's what I thought.
I thought that this was going to be handled by the Prudential Committee and that Mike was assisting them with that.
Well, what Mike did was put this together. That's his assistant.
He put this at the objectives.
Okay. Why is it being handed back into us?
I don't know.
We didn't request the funds. We didn't do any of that.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. I'm of the same belief that you are, or understanding, but now if it's put back in our lap and we're asked to drive the boat, I think that we ought to do that. And I think, you know, we can drive it the way we want to from now on. I think with our knowledge, and particularly you, Chris, but, you know, all of our collective knowledge, we probably know more what we want out of this than the Prudential Committee. I may be dead wrong there, and I no disrespect to them, but I think we want to tailor this so that the water district comes out of it to be a self-supporting organization.
I gotta go take a look for that.
And we probably are better able to steer that than anyone else. The other thing that I've been concerned about from the outset of this is if this doesn't put an undue burden on you to do the legwork, to dig up all the information in the office, and it occupies all of your time, whereas, you know, other duties are neglected because...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is something that wasn't supposed to be to do with us. I mean, I'm going to have a project going on here in a little bit that's going to take a lot of time. You know, this whole, with the stations and everything else, there's going to be a lot of things going on that is going to take, you know, a lot of meetings, a lot of yes, no's, and everything else here, decisions and stuff. Besides the stuff that I do anyways.
Oh, I know. I know. And as I said, that's concerned me for quite a while here.
Right. And almost every single thing that's on here, this all is going to be asking for information that we have.
Yeah.
Every bit of this is going to be requesting information. Now, it's going to put a burden on Jen.
Sure.
Because now, I understand it has to be done. They want it to be done and everything. So we do what we have to, but I just am confused why it was thrown into Don's hands. I didn't think it was supposed to be. I don't think it was right that it was, to tell you the truth.
Well, when this was presented to me the day of the last meeting.
That's what I'm.
What I took of that is for us to go over and see if we had any input on it.
Yeah.
And just so we were aware of it, and also we were given some places that we would like they wanted to have it sent to, which I never thought about why they were giving it to us. So when I went to that meeting and it was presented to me that way, that how are we doing with this, it just kind of took me by surprise. So what I don't want to do is have this go 3 months down the road and nothing get done.
Well, I'll make some phone calls, talk to a couple people, see exactly what has to be done.
Well, I know Jen pulled up an example.
That's fine. Yeah. And I'll look and see if we had something from before and everything.
And I think the guy from Tate and Howard had he mentioned something in the meeting.
If this goes out,
I think you need a paragraph in here that says what water company employees are responsible for in terms of digging up and supplying information and what the contractor is responsible for. Because you'll end up doing essentially the report for them if you don't.
Yeah. This right here is an RFP.
Yeah, but that's...
Is this...
This is not... This, all I got was this.
Right. We got that there. This objectives and everything else to perform. This is what they want done. So, what is this here? This is something...
This may have come with it. I don't remember if it came with it.
What's that?
This page right here.
No. That was the one you did, right? That you sent out?
No,
I don't think that was what I'm asking about.
Oh, this is the top one?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the one that you sent the mail?
I threw that together.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get the ball rolling like a couple of meetings ago.
Okay, so this here is a bid request, so that might have come with this.
Yes.
If I am looking at this correctly... Oh, it says TH in the corner, so I should have figured that out. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a bid request. This is going to be sent to whoever we want to send it to.
Yeah.
We're not looking for... I'm not putting this in a paper.
No.
This is under $25,000.
Yeah. So the thought is that the three people they want to have to send to,
it to 10 people.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anybody I think is qualified.
But it'll include
RFP. It's got to be sent to the public, right? I mean, it's got to be posted in a public location, doesn't it?
No, unless it's under $25,000.
I can get three quotes, at least three quotes on it, and take whichever we think is the most qualified.
Yeah.
As long as it comes in under $25,000.
So just let me make sure I'm clear about the request that they made of me when this came. There's three people that they would like to have it sent to, which I don't care, send it to anyone. The guy from Tate and Howard looked at it and he was kind of surprised because two of the three were not water department oriented.
Right. I talked to them.
But plus, you know, other ones that we would be more familiar with.
Correct. These are people that he was very comfortable with. This Chris and Ruff Tellis that he talks about here is this Woodcock and Associates, which I've heard of before.
Okay.
You're talking about this page right back here, the large type?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he quotes to Fran here on the page before.
Yeah.
These other ones here, I've never heard of this GDS. I've heard of, Pat did say, he says, I think this is something they kind of specialize in. Time Bonds is the one that does a survey every year anyways,
mm-hmm.
They're the ones that do the salary survey for the Mass Water Works.
Okay.
Or something.
And then
the BSC group, I have never heard of being in this line.
Yeah, that's what
they're a brush cutting, as far as I know, group. So they must be into it now.
Well,
but it's not saying
it,
we can't send it to Tater and Howard.
Yeah. And some others.
A few others. And if they're too expensive, they're too expensive. You know, that's fine. But I'd still like to give it to a couple of the guys to look at that we've dealt with in the past and that I'm comfortable with.
We don't want to exclude people.
Right.
I mean, the objectives that he's got outlined here are pretty good, right? I think. I'm reading these A through I's, A through M's, A through M there. The objectives. Yeah. It looks like they pulled it from somebody else's RFP.
Well, I think what it is the guy that made this up did a class somewhere where this was one of the special class just on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where this came from.
And you have an example of it.
Yeah.
I know that the Barnstable Fire District did one last year, right?
They did one?
They did. And so they had, and they issued an RFP to get it done.
Yeah, so I should give Tom a call and ask him how much it cost.
Check with them, how much it cost, and maybe if you get a copy of the RFP.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. I think the objectives here, I agree with Tom, look pretty good. But I don't think there's the language in here.
It's not complete yet.
Yeah.
As far as the language would go out.
Yeah. That's what, and that's where it'd be nice to have some examples of RFPs that have gone out and, you know, worked out.
Yeah.
So, Don, did the Prudential Committee indicate that they were done with this, or they were going to try and put further language into this?
I think that it's how I took it, that they were done with it and they gave it over.
Okay, so they're.
So I could have interpreted it wrong, but it just like, because I finished, I was getting ready to sit down, and Fran says, well, how is this going? Okay.
I
wasn't ready for that one.
I think this was addressed with Stan at our last meeting, and my memory's probably bad on this, but I didn't get the sense that they were finished and this was in our lap. Now, move on, because we questioned Stan about this at some length.
Yeah. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I'll look into it more now, and I know that I got an email the other day from, I believe it was one of the people down Cape asking if somebody had used, if anybody had used any meters locally for, maybe it was a salary survey though. Let me go back and look through my emails. I think that the Provincetown guy said that he had just had one done, or was going to have one done. So maybe I can even talk to him, Cody Sudbury, because he is.
I'd suggest this, just to keep us all on the same page, that we draft something to the Prudential Committee saying, our understanding is this, this, and this, and this is how we're going to proceed. So that, you know, if we're feeling a little bit unclear about, you know, the path forward,
yeah, we
that would set the...
We're surprised that it was handed to us like this. We thought it was for our input. We didn't realize that it was going to be thrown in our lap right now.
Yeah.
I'll look into it, see what I can do. If somebody wants to attend the next meeting there and talk.
Well, if you need help drafting something, Chris, you know, I can help you do that.
So I'll try to talk to you tomorrow and the next day about this. I don't know what your schedule is.
I will be there tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. So just another thing that came up. I got a couple emails, one from Ray, one from Fran, concerning the reporting of time on the timesheets.
Yes. There has been a request given to us, first of all, for policies and procedures on sick time. I don't think it was so much vacation. Health, benefits, and sick pay, and what our policies were on it from the clerk, from a concerned citizen in town.
Yeah, it's family, medical leave, use of sick time, vacation time, or same. And it was first initiated towards the fire department.
Okay.
But because it started, it's going to be everyone's going to be.
Okay, so I had sent that stuff to the clerk, gave him all the stuff that he needed so he could give it to that person. Since then, the treasurer has asked that he keep track of all this. The way he put it, I think you could.
Okay, let me.
If you have that there,
pull it up.
It says something to the fact of to reach our Massachusetts something law. Basically, it'll say what we have for available sick time on a paycheck, what we have for available vacation hours, time, personal hours. All this stuff isn't located on our checks right now. We keep a VOS, VOS system. It's vacation, overtime, and sick. At our office, the guys, we give them a copy. They want to know what they have, what they haven't. We keep track of it, go over it, do it. It's never gone through any place but our office, but we're going to be sending them now. They want to keep track of it. They want to do it. So I gave him some inserts from our handbook that has our, you know, how we earn our sick time, how we earn our personal time, how much we have, how our vacation time works, holiday pay.
I can
any
read
of that.
It for him, yeah.
He sent back, thank you for the pages, the inserts. He thinks it's great. And he says, you know what? Your handbook would be really good to have around here. So if you could send me a copy at your convenience. So I don't know, and I believe that it's public knowledge, our handbook. So I will send him the electronic version. Excuse me, I have one. I'll send it to him, just letting him know that I've talked to a gentleman, the guy who wrote it for us and put it through is going reviewing it now to see if there's any updated laws that should be put in or changed. I saw something on it that I got to talk to him about. I made a note on my desk when he calls just to ask him on pregnancy leave. Well, it has to do with adoption also.
Mm-hmm.
And it only says her, and her in it.
There has to be.
I think that we have to change that to them, and them, or something.
Yeah.
Now, there's a push to change some of that stuff at the state level, too.
Yeah.
Right now.
So he knows all that. He's got some of it. Some of it doesn't affect us that he knows, and some of it does. Warren Rutherford, he used to be a town manager here years ago.
I remember him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He owns a thing. It's called Executive Suites, I believe. And he did the first one for us and went through, didn't charge us a lot of money. And I tell you the truth, I think I've only met him once years ago and talked to him many times on the phone. He's a very, very nice guy.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
So if you want, I'll read you the email from Ray Perone. It says, "Hi, Chris. It has been determined to start reporting paid leave eligibility and usage on the weekly payroll. This will bring the district in demonstrated compliance with Mass Lead laws and enhance the internal controls over the district's payroll administration. First, the water department will have to make a one-time report of all paid leave eligibility by individuals to include 1, sick time, 2, vacation, and 3, personal time. Please include the water department practice regarding the accrual of these benefits. Second, on a weekly report for individual overtime, and you will have to expand the reporting to include any usage of paid leave by category, by individual for the week. The resultant figures will be reported on individual payroll stubs each week, reflecting the paid leave used and remaining eligibility. I would like to incorporate this information on the first payroll for 2018. This would for the period January 1st through the 5th, and that will be reporting on January 9th to Tony on the paid leave on January 12th. In order to set this up, I will require initial report of eligibility and accrual practice by December 20th with an updated balances as of 12/31 by January 9th. So that's what it, I guess, to have everything on the thing, keeping track of it. So
they have a new piece of software to handle all this?
They must, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It just makes a different form that I got to fill out to them. It's not that big a deal to me.
I think so.
I just, you know, it's everybody's personal stuff out there now. And as long as he keeps it and he has it, I mean, I know that it's probably public knowledge anyways, but if somebody wanted to request it,
yeah.
I mean, they know that. Like I said, all they got to do is request it for me. And actually, mm-hmm. if they walked in my office, they could look on the wall and see what I have.
Yeah. Okay, so just so you guys know, I get stuff like that from time to time, and I don't want to leave you guys out of the loop. That's why I try to bring it up. So, just so it's out there. So I will meet with you.
Okay.
Oh, now we have to do this thing.
Yeah, did you guys have one of these? Everybody
get
one of these? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I just noticed it wasn't on the agenda, so I was going to bring it up. It's a leak request. Might have been up by your minutes.
Yeah, it's in that packet. So there's a leak on 115 School Street?
Yeah, these people, they don't live here. The summer house?
Yeah.
They do have a cottage in the back, but I don't think the tenant even knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that there was a leak going on in the house. It was in the heat system, so it wasn't a difference of, for them, any kind of pressure difference or anything like that. Yeah, that's our standard leak form there. The only thing is that she does not have here that I would just probably ask her just something from what we've done in the past. Has had her send something from her insurance company just saying that she did not have any payment for the water loss herself. You know, that they didn't. So nobody's double-dipped.
Right.
And that's always been a practice of ours, just to make sure. And the other was just that there was a bill that said it was fixed. Usually should be in there, too, that she had paid for it to be done, and that at this point, the people who had it here, if she could just have proof of it being fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I can give them a call if you decide yes on that. before, Jensen.
Yep. So the bill is reduced down to the $300 figure?
Yep.
And is she aware of that?
Anything with help.
Okay, anything with help.
She has said basically, yeah.
All right.
316 from the 584.
Yeah, okay. So you need a motion on this?
Yeah, I believe if you to grant one, you
right.
do.
It's been in the time I've been here, you know, we have extraordinary leaks like this. We have a policy and we take a vote on to grant them the adjusted rate. They still pay more than what they normally would, but it's just not the total bill of the leak. And I do think if there was a recurring
yeah,
thing issued there, it's a one and done thing.
Once, maybe twice, I think it is. Twice is the limit that they'll do it.
Yeah.
If you get somebody that lets the house freeze every year, you can't give it to them every year.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I make a motion that we go ahead and give them that
leakage
billing rate.
All in favor?
Aye.
With proof?
Yeah, however you got to put that.
Yep.
So that's that. Do we want to have another meeting ever?
No. Oh. You got to get my assessment stuff.
Yeah,
I don't have to be there for that. You guys can figure out what you want to do for assessment. So, I mean, you guys are going to be assessing me, not me.
And then the third...
just a quick... Sorry. Before you decide, it's still on the new business. I talked to Patrick today, and when I got back this afternoon, there was an email from DEP that said that they received the administrative completeness letter and that they were almost done with a technical review. They're sending out something that said they reviewed the completeness of the application and everything's good on it. Now they're doing the technical review of it.
Yeah.
For the chemical feed stuff.
Chemical.
Yeah. So I talked to Patrick. I said, now they said that they have 72 days to get this technical review back to me to February 1st. I said, is this going to deter us from, you know, the December going out to bid that you said originally? And he said he doesn't see that happening. He says, even if they change something on it, we can always put something, addendum to that.
Right.
So we're still on there. They looked at it. He talked to the guy. They had they didn't have any substantial comments on it. He said, so we seem to be still going well.
Right.
Everything's already online.
Okay. So the next meeting, the third Wednesday of the month of January, is the 17th.
Okay.
Is that, we're in the second Wednesday today, right?
Yeah, and that was because Chris couldn't be here next week.
Okay. Yeah,
and that Jen was getting married a couple of days afterwards,
really?
And she would not be, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, with you.
We're talking January, not July, right now.
Yeah,
right?
January,
okay. January 17th.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys want to get together an hour early?
Yeah. So what my plan is going to be, I will get together a revised thing for the superintendent and send it to everyone so we can have it before that meeting. If we want to meet at 5 o'clock for another workshop to go over the evaluation and that too. We should get everything done then. Is that okay? All right. Okay, so we'll have a 5 o'clock meeting for the workshop, and a normal meeting is 6 o'clock.
17th.
You have a motion to close?
Yeah. Go ahead. Second. Make a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there a...